I'm Paul Hegrogian, National President of the National Postal Mailhandlers Union. It is June 27th, 2019, and we are at Postal Headquarters in Washington, D.C., where we just opened up formal negotiations for our 2019 National Agreement. Both sides introduced their team members and read your opening statements. The following is a video of the proceedings. On behalf of the National Postal Mailhandlers Union and the 44,000 mail handlers that our union represent, we are pleased to be here in the Benjamin Franklin Room to open up 2019 negotiations with the Postal Service. Although we expect a difficult round of bargaining, the NPMHU is committed to making every reasonable effort to reach an agreement that is good for our members, good for the Postal Service, and good for the American mailing public. The Postal Service certainly is facing continuing challenges, some caused by economic conditions, others by legislative actions or inactions, and still others by technological changes. When the parties previously negotiated in 2011 and in 2016, the Postal Service was seeking substantial reductions in labor costs from bargaining unit employees represented by the Mail Handlers Union, including substantial numbers of non-career employees earning less money and having fewer benefits than career employees. Some of these proposals actually were achieved by the Postal Service during these negotiations, especially from a 2013 interest arbitration award. Based on these fundamental changes in our workforce, the Postal Service has reduced its overall labor costs for mail handling activities, and many of those reductions, including a revised wage scale for future career employees, are now scheduled to continue into the future. The Postal Service also continues to downsize its complement of mail handlers, with the current number lower than in 2016 and more than 20% lower than in 2011. The return of normal growth in the American economy should mean a return to more normalized collective bargaining. At the same time, a long period of downsizing, which absent legislative reform, may have to continue in the coming years. Also should be a time for the parties to agree on a period of relatively stable labor relations without the massive disruptions and dislocations caused by the unwarranted closing of mail processing facilities and by unnecessary subcontracting or privatization and by unjustified projects that are created and sponsored by a postal bureaucracy that seeks to explain its own existence. The Mail Handlers Union remains deeply committed to the negotiating process. Certainly, the NPMHU will continue to work with the Postal Service so that Congress enacts postal reform legislation to obtain relief from mandatory payments to the Retiree Health Benefit Fund, to allow for more rational investments of the money already in the fund, to integrate the postal health care system into Medicare, to expand the mailing and other services that the Postal Service offers to the American public, and to stop the unwise closings and consolidations of mail processing facilities. But it is at the bargaining table where most issues belong. We expect and will demand that the Postal Service engage in good faith bargaining on all the issues that are properly the subject of mutual bargaining. Today is obviously is neither the time nor the place for discussing specific proposals. Not only are formal negotiations just beginning, but the Mail Handlers Union does not believe it is productive to negotiate in the public, in the newspapers, or in the halls of Congress. Nonetheless, the goals of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union in this round of bargaining can simply be stated. We seek a negotiated agreement that protects our jobs and improves our standard of living. We seek a negotiated contract that improves the status of all mail handlers, be they long-term and dedicated employees who have devoted their work lives to the Postal Service, or mail handler assistants
who are our newest members and the Postal Service's future career employees. We seek a contract that minimizes the dislocation and inconvenience to mail handlers whose careers may be involuntarily disrupted by excessing or downsizing, and we seek to stop future subcontracting and return currently outsourced work to the mail handler craft. In short, we seek practical solutions to the problems faced by mail handlers so that working together, we can ensure the Postal Service and all of its mail handler employees can continue to provide the American public with the service that they have come to expect. In closing, let me state that the National Postal Mail Handlers Union seeks to obtain a fair and just settlement with the Postal Service. We understand that these negotiations will be difficult, but if management makes reasonable proposals and counterproposals at the bargaining table, we will certainly recommend ratification to our membership. We also hope for and expect the same attitude from postal management, that reasonable proposals from the union will be met with acceptance. If both parties are able to adopt this approach to the bargaining, I remain optimistic that we will be able to reach a negotiated settlement. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Megan, it's all yours.
Thank you, Doug. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Let me welcome your National Executive Board. Appreciate you being here at headquarters and your negotiating team. And let me thank Paul for his leadership and his partnership on public policy issues that would benefit the Postal Service. Thank you. And I'm pleased to participate in another round of collective bargaining with the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Everyone here today is well aware of the challenges the Postal Service continues to face. This includes serious financial challenges and an ongoing erosion of total mail volume. At the same time, we are adjusting to the ever more competitive package market, which requires unprecedented levels of flexibility as we strive to protect the business we have and to compete for more customers. Collective bargaining offers us the opportunity to jointly address a vital element in our ability to overcome these challenges. The manner in which we manage our cost structure and flexibility of the mail handler's workforce in this rapidly changing and increasingly competitive environment. The decisions we will make over the coming months will impact the future success of our organization. It is beyond dispute that some portion of the responsibility for the Postal Service's financial recovery will require legislative change. However, it is also true that we have a collective responsibility to make the decisions within our control to restore the Postal Service to financial health. We have a continuing obligation as stewards of this organization to make the difficult choices and devise the creative solutions that will improve our competitive position as we adjust to our new financial reality and to the changing marketplace. I am committed to investing in the future of the Postal Service in order to create long-term opportunities for success. Customers are continually demanding flexibility in where and how they do business with us. And we will continue to invest in technology, our infrastructure, and our people, enabling us to better compete for business and to continue to provide outstanding service to the American public. As is normally the case, numerous entities will have interest in and will scrutinize our decisions relative to this round of bargaining. We should take this opportunity to partner together and achieve a negotiated agreement that is both fair to our employees and positions the organization for success moving forward. Whatever our disagreements may be, we can always agree that we share a common objective to ensure the long-term viability of the Postal Service that serves the American people and that is also a great place to work for our employees. I'd like to thank your president, Paul. I appreciate your leadership. I'd like to thank each and every one of you and the more than 44,000 mail handlers throughout the country for their continued service and dedication to the American public and to the Postal Service. I have faith that the parties will work together to meet the challenges we continue to face. And please know that we will engage in serious and honest discussions in an effort to reach a negotiated agreement. Thank you very much.
Okay, Paul. The games begin.
You're done?
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Paul. The games begin.
You're done?
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We realize that times are tough for mail handlers and the Postal Service. We understand that the Postal Service continues to experience some economic difficulties caused by a continuing drop in first-class mail volume and the continuing impact of the 2006 postal reform legislation, which has caused major paper deficits based on unjustified contributions to the retiree health benefit fund. We are also confident that your negotiating team is up to the challenge presented by this year's negotiations. Over the next 3 months, we will work tirelessly to achieve a contract that is fair and just. We ask that you support the union and work with us to achieve that goal. Thank you for watching and listening.
Now, in all fairness, I want to thank Branch 309, National Postal Mail Handlers Union out of Albany. I took that from their Facebook page. Again, we may have different listeners, but I want to give them a compliment and credit for that download that I'm now sharing on my blog. Again, it's about keeping mail handlers informed. I'm not going to podcast any other rounds of this negotiation, but we may talk about them, but I won't podcast anything from inside of the negotiation room. But as I get information, I'll share it with you. Let's have a great day. And again, thank you, Albany Branch 309, for that information that I just shared on my podcast.